All right, after watching the tape again, you know, last week I was upset about the way that we did things. This week I was more frustrated because I felt like we had the opportunity to win, and we didn't do the crucial things at the end of the ball game to win. But there were some good things that happened in the ball game, like most games, and we got to just eliminate these things that are allowing us not to win. And so I think, you know, we just keep preaching to the team about what caused you to win, what caused you to lose, and where we go from here. But we worked hard last week. We practiced hard. We studied hard. I think the mindset that they had going in the ball game was a good way to go, and we didn't get the win. So frustrated is the best word for this week, I would guess.
Frustrations built on the final drive, or where else did you feel frustration during the game?
Well, I mean, it's mostly frustrated because we didn't win. We had situations that we could have handled better. I talked to the defense this morning about, the last drive. We did some great things during that drive, but we reverted back to some of the things that allow us not to win. We rushed the quarterback all day, great, in the right places, the did things correctly, and then we, for some reason, we do something different. In a crucial part of the game, we allow him to get out. He hits the ball down to the sideline. The 4th and 20. I should have called timeout and settled the team down a little bit. They were going on the ball. We miscalculated the down and distance that it was in. I think they all knew it was 4th down. I just don't know that they knew the distance that they had to go. And so we ended up being short on the route. And so there was a 3rd and 12 in the drive that we played with not very good technique. We allow them to get 20 yards or something like that. And then there were some good things, too. The sacks in that situation were big, but we didn't come away with the win.
Speaking of the long conversions, I mean, you know, I guess as a coach, I mean, how crazy does it make you that you're able to, you know, and it's something that's happened throughout the season, you know, in the Saints game on that last drive when they were able to keep it alive with a couple of long conversions. I mean, to kind of drive you nuts that, you know, they get a couple good plays and get them in the situation exactly where you want them, but then for whatever reason you can't get off the field.
Yeah, and we've been working on these situations actually, you know, quite a bit, trying to, because that's on the third downs, we've been getting better and better and better. And the 3rd and real longs, which you don't practice near as much, we've been practicing quite a bit more just because we've had some conversions in those situations. The conversion rate in the NFL is very small in that. And, you know, 4th and 20, you'd think the odds are pretty good in our favor. So I probably should have used a timeout. We had just sacked him the play before. It was about a 3-yard loss, I think. And then they had been huddling for the most part. They've been huddling. And then they got up on the ball fast. We made the call in. They were communicating it. The sideline was communicating it to the back end. And they were running back because we had sacked the guys. So they're way down the field, and they're trying to get the calls. And they're trying to communicate to each other. And I think we lost track of the distance that we need to be at. So it's another unfortunate learning experience that we got to go through.
So do you think it's guys falling into bad habits, you know, just trying to maybe do too much then?
Well, I think that's that has been the tendency here some this year. It seems like when we play good, we play pretty disciplined technique football, get in the right place, do the right things. And when we don't play as good, we say, well, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to go make that play, or I'm going to do that. And And it's really all the way across the board, offensively, defensively, some in special teams. Instead of understanding what allows us to win games, we're going to take it upon ourselves to try to go win the game, as opposed to just keep doing what you're doing and let the play come to you, and it'll be all right.
Was Chad just not deep enough on that 4th and 20, or what could he have done to?
Well, he was not deep enough. Number one, he had vertical carry off of the tight end. He turned a little late on him, but that was product of being too shallow. And the other part was when the ball was snapped, he was communicating to the nickel and the safety. So he was trying to get them lined up, which is part of his job. But his main job is to do his job too. So. You know, and that's why I say I take more responsibility for that instead of, I saw him getting up on the ball, so I called it fast. And, if I'd have thought a little quicker, I'd have just called timeout and say, hey, let's just get lined up. Let's do this. Here's what the situation is. And then if we stop him there, more than likely we win the ball game.
Were you debating whether to call timeout or not?
It's more hindsight. Yeah, I probably should have. I mean, thinking on the plane last night and after the play, I should have done it. And we still had chances to stop them there at the end. Just because we gave up the 4th and 20 doesn't mean we still had a 3rd and 12 on the later on, and they had a 10-second runoff. And we still had chances there. So.
Kind of something you have to train yourself to think about. Just it's probably kind of counterintuitive when you're trying to get them to run the clock out.
Yeah, and the clock was running, so that was the other thing. The clock was running, so that's in our favor. The chances of them hitting a 4th and 20, the clock's running, the game's on the line. I mean, you've got a lot of things in your favor at that point in time. So, right, wrong, or indifferent. I've always worked for a lot of guys that don't like calling timeouts on defense because you don't like wasting them. And so that is a little bit of my mentality, too, is, hey, let's get lined up and do what we're supposed to do and everything will be good. Probably in that situation, the hecticness of everything that was going on, I probably should have used it and, explained to them. I mean, we saw their 2-minute routes before, so that wasn't the routes they ran were not any surprise.
Like you talked yesterday about having to remind yourself about where the team is at and where it's trying to go. Is that for your own sort of sanity dealing with these losses, or is it more like actual decisions that you might make differently with reminding yourself?
I don't want to ever give the indication that we're thinking about the future or anything like that. I understand that we're a young football team, I guess is what I'm saying, and that we're going to have some learning experiences with some of these situations. We've got a young quarterback. We've got some young guys in the back end. And these things are all learning experiences for them. I know that a lot of people, it's like with Xavier Rhodes, he's played very, very well the last 4 or 5 ball games. And, there's a couple situations there at the end that he needs to realize where he's at. And I think all those things are going to come from experience of being in these situations, understanding the clock and the timeouts and the field position and everything else. And so that's what I meant by understanding kind of where we're at. It's not about anything else other than the inexperiencedness that we have.
Mike, 2-5, do you have to rethink maybe some expectations, or at least to acknowledge that 7 games in, there's probably not a lot of mystery anymore to who you are, right?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that I always look at one game at a time anyway. My expectations weren't going in the year and we're going to be this record or that record. It was about how we perform each and every ball game and then kind of add them up at the end. And I still feel that exact same way. I don't know that you can say after seven games we are what we are, only because of the fact that there's been so much change of what's going on. I think the quarterback will continue to get better. I think the young secondary will continue to get better. I think when guys realize, I think that the emphasis that we've been placing on certain things, we've continued to get better. And I think if they'll realize the importance of all these little things that we're talking about, we'll continue to get better. So my expectations really have not changed whatsoever. It's always been about this game this week and where we are there. So if that answers it.
You watch Rhodes on that Hogan catch at the 2-yard line.
Excuse me?
When you watch Rhodes on that Hogan catch at the 2-yard line, was there anything else he could have done differently besides just make the play? It was everything else,
well,
technique-wise?
It was a double move, and when the receiver made the first move, he transferred his eyes back to the quarterback, and then he kind of got out of position just a little bit, not bad. But he recovered because he does have outstanding recovery speed. He recovered. He pinned the guy on the sideline, had him on his back, and the guy went up and made a catch. And, you know, other than when you get in that position making the play, that's, you know, that, and that's the thing I talk to the players about. My part of my job is to get them in the right position to be able to make the play. And when they get in position, their job is to make the play. So, you know, he's been in those positions a lot and made an awful lot of plays. But some, with the receivers in the NFL and the quarterbacks, are going to make some plays too.
Touchdown following Matt. I mean, is he supposed to be covering more outside with inside help? Or?
Yeah, he had inside help, and you know, it's one of the things that we've been working on him with understanding the formation, understanding where he's got his help in the red zone, understanding where he's at on the field, and that has been a process for us in the red zone quite a bit defensively, and really offensively too, is to. And I think because we continue to teach, we're spending a lot of time in the red zone down there. And so it's, again, getting to understand splits, getting to understand help, getting to understand formations and where they're supposed to be. So, and I anticipate that he'll never make that mistake again.
What do you think Barr did in coverage yesterday, just generally overall?
Very good. Barr's a good player. He's a good player in a lot of different ways. He's good in the running game. He's good in pressure. He's good in coverage. I can think of one time he was a little short in the coverage, but other than that, he was. I mean, he's a good football player. Really good football player. Has a chance if he continues to improve to be a great football player.
Do you expect John Sullivan or Vlad Dukowski at the same time?
Sullivan's going through the concussion protocol, so we'll find out more as the week goes on. And Vlad is he bumped his knee, so we'll see.
On the third and 12, is there anything that Jock could do differently? They're trying to get a reroute on walk-ins on the slant.
That was poor technique. Poor technique. I thought he did well. He competed well. He did some good things.
Is that today or tomorrow?
I don't know when he's having.
Time for two more.
So how did you assess the offensive line overall?
You know, it's kind of like how it's been all year. A little bit of good, a little bit of bad. One guy we kind of take turns. I thought there was some good things and a lot of I thought our pad level was much better in the running game. I thought we came off the ball better. I thought we stayed down with our pads and continued to push people. In the passing game, we had some things that again that went on that shouldn't have happened. So,
with Harris at a guard role outside of an emergency, or
well, we'll evaluate all that as we get going here. So. Like I said before, and I'm not, my job, part of my job is to continually look at how we can do things. And I'm not opposed to making any changes. Doesn't mean we're gonna, but we have to look at the if we make a change, what is the options that we have at that change, and what is the best options that we go for. But we've got to continue to get better in that area with the offensive line, and actually in a lot of areas. Okay. Thank you.